Guess it only takes about 150 years to make 5 million bucks. It's Mike's Minute, This Week in Sports History, with me, Mike Janella. This week in 1881, the first U.S. Tennis National Championship was held. We now know it as the U.S. Open. Only amateurs could play then, which meant a total of $0 went to the winner. Adjusted for inflation, that would also be $0 today. In reality, this year's men's and women's champs will each take home $5.5 million. Muhammad Ali won boxing gold at the 1960 Rome Olympics this week, except he didn't. Still known as Cassius Clay at the time, the Louisville Lip took home top spot as a light heavyweight. And in 1995, Cal Ripken Jr. broke the record for most consecutive Major League Baseball games played. Couldn't work from home, so he passed Lou Gehrig's old mark of 2,130 games and just kept going. Ripken finished his Ironman streak at 2,632. That's just showing off. We've kept our streak going. I'm Mike Janella. Talk next time.